This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Belton.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday shared an unfounded conspiracy theory suggesting that an older protester whom police pushed to the ground last week in Buffalo, New York, could have been an anti-fascist provocateur trying to disrupt police communications. A lawyer for 75-year-old Martin Gugino, who was hospitalized with a concussion, quickly condemned Trump's tweet. Attorney Kelly Zarconi said Martin has always been a peaceful protester because he cares about today's society. She added no one from law enforcement has suggested otherwise. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo also condemned Trump's tweet. There's no fact to any of it. He should apologize for that tweet, Cuomo said. Two Buffalo police officers were charged with assault after video of them shoving Gugino to the ground was widely shared on social media. Gugino staggered backward and fell on the sidewalk, suffering a concussion. Video showed numerous officers from the Buffalo Police Department's emergency response team walking past him as he lay motionless and bleeding. The police department at first claimed Gugino tripped and fell. The officers have since pleaded not guilty to the assault charges. Gugino remains hospitalized in serious condition. The body of George Floyd was taken to the cemetery in Pearland, Texas today to be buried next to his mother after a funeral attended by more than 500 people filled church pews on Tuesday. Hundreds endured the legendary Texas sun and heat to line the streets and watch a horse-drawn carriage bring Floyd's casket from his funeral service to his final resting place. Floyd died May 25th after Minneapolis police arrested him on suspicion of spending a counterfeit $20 bill in a food store. He died after a white police officer put his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. This is VOA News. Voters in five U.S. states went to the polls Tuesday for political party primary elections, but the balloting in the southern state of Georgia was slow, with voters reporting long lines and officials saying there were problems with voting machines not working. In the state's largest city, Atlanta, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms urged voters to be patient. She said the long lines and voting machine issues were widespread and urged voters to stay in line to cast their votes. Elections were also held in Nevada, South Carolina, North Dakota, and West Virginia. The spread of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States has pushed state election officials to institute new measures to allow absentee voting by mail, even as President Trump has contended without evidence that mail-in voting will lead to widespread voting fraud. On Tuesday, Nevada staged an all-mail election, while North Dakota, Georgia, and West Virginia sent applications for absentee ballots to voters to allow them to vote by mail if they desire. In a continuation of a U.S.-led push to encourage intra-Afghan negotiations, Pakistan's army chief took a one-day trip to Kabul on Tuesday. General Qamar Javed Bajwa met in the Afghan capital with both President Ashraf Ghani and the chairman of the High Council for National Reconciliation, Abdullah Abdullah. Abdullah Abdullah is the man who would lead future negotiations with the Taliban. Ghani's office issued a statement saying both sides discussed the peace process and Pakistan's support of the process. They also discussed that the soil of the two countries would not be used against each other. Pakistan and Afghanistan have long accused each other of providing havens to militants who attack their interests. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's highest-profile authority on the coronavirus pandemic, described the COVID-19 outbreak as his worst nightmare on Tuesday. He made the comment in remarks broadcast to a group of biotechnology industry executives, according to the New York Times. He said the speed at which the disease moved around the globe was surprising. He said an efficiently transmitted disease can spread worldwide in 6 to 12 months. Yet, he said, and this is a quote, in a period of 4 months, it has devastated the whole world, and it isn't over yet. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the coronavirus, a contagious respiratory infection that has so far sickened more than 7 million people worldwide and killed more than 408,000. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has died after suffering what the government said was a heart attack. The Central African nation says Nkurunziza died at the Karusi Hospital in eastern Burundi late on Monday, 2 days after he was hospitalized. VOA's Central Africa service reported there was a heavy military presence around the hospital Tuesday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.